Until tonight, I thought trust and truth went together like mom and apple pie or Beauty and the Beast. But tonight, your beast touched another woman, my love. We really are like Beauty and the Beast. You are so lovely. I've never lied to you before. But how can I tell you? How can I trade your trust for this truth? I won't have to tell you. You'll know. You'll hear it in my voice first. Then you'll see it in my eyes. That's the way it always has been when something goes wrong. I know what Beauty loves about this beast. It's the absolute concentration on our love. I concentrate on loving you, like most people only concentrate when they have to light a candle with a short paper match. That's how you became my mistress. I could barely dare to touch your face just with the ridges of my fingertips around the edges of your smile at night. But the intensity of my concentration brought all of you rushing up from somewhere very deep inside. The deepest part of you touched my touch. That was long before we first made our body-melting love together. Touching you with all of my concentration was my sin. When you were my mistress, I used to watch you so carefully in the moonlight that the night turned purple around you. Your sleeping face became so beautiful, so supple. You lit every cell in your body with the warm, golden light that you feel inside. You always slept so close to innocence, especially after we made love. How can I trade trust for truth after all of these years? After all of this time, the sound of your zippers and the rustle of your nylon still makes me sweat. I never told you that, but that's why when we're going to bed at night, I always tell you first the hair, then the light. Because that makes you laugh. I love the sound of your laugh. And then you step out of the colored pool of nylon at your feet, one hip at a time, and loosen your hair and let it tumble down around your shoulders all clean and fragrant and crawl into my arms. Most nights your skin has a scent of yellow and blue wildflowers mixed with smoke from a hardwood fire about it. And those are the nights when Beauty wants to make love with her beast. And now it's only a question of time until you know. A question of time. 10 minutes. That's all it was. Just an ounce of loving that I gave her. A drop of concentration from the ocean that belongs to you. How many Christmas Eves full of homemade presents? How many children's questions? How many laughs and tears have we shared, my love? How long have you been my beauty, my woman, my trusted friend? Not touching you now would be a sin against the God who gave us to each other. Until tonight, I thought trust and truth went together like Beauty and the Beast. Now, if I ever trade your trust, my love, for this truth, how will I ever touch you again? How will I ever touch you again?